Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Tuesday, May the 7th, 2024, entitled Changes, written by Joel John Kind of Meaford, Ontario, Canada, and based on Psalm 90, verse 10 in the King James Version. The days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. The Lord willing, in July of this year, the days of my years will be 80 years and 10. Early one morning recently, that made me think of the many things that have changed in my life, personally as well as in society. I have lost all my ex-colleagues, some of whom I was in touch with up to a year or so ago. I have also lost some really good local friends. I talked with one of them on almost a weekly basis about his hockey career, personal things, our faith, and church life. Most of the people I knew at church have either passed away or moved, either into a nursing home or to be with or near one of their children. During the past year or so, Greta, my wife of 68 years, has been struggling with dementia. I recall the struggles that we had when we first got married, but also the good times. I remember how we mourned the death of our first child, and the joy that we had with 3 more healthy children, 8 grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren. There are so many places that we have lived, and trips that we have made with our children, or by ourselves, up until just a few years ago. Now, for both of us, many days are somewhat of a struggle. Quite often we have trouble discussing important things in our daily lives, children and grandchildren, family members, current events, as well as the things that we need to do every day. Even the church has become less important to us, with new people and new ideas. Changes. During my years doing pastoral care at the local long-term care facility, I had many discussions with some of the residents who were struggling, and I always cited 3 helpful Bible passages, which we then quite often discussed. Psalm 46, verse 1 in the New King James Version reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 121, verse 2 reads, My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 reads, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Indeed, we do carry our burdens in prayer to God in Jesus' name, and we do receive strength from the Lord. If you are going through a similar situation, some of the words of one of my favorite hymns may speak to your heart. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, by Joseph Scriven, who lived from 1820 to 1886. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered by a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you will give us comfort, strength, peace of mind, and patience during the difficult times in our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.